They collected balls from the cupboard in the changing room and set to work, Ron guarding the three tall goalposts, Harry playing chaser and trying to get the quaffle past Ron. Harry thought Ron was pretty good. He blocked three-quarters of the goals Harry attempted to put past him and played better the longer they practiced. After a couple of hours, they returned to the school where they ate lunch, during which Hermione made it quite clear that she thought they were irresponsible, then returned to the Quidditch pitch for the real training session. All their teammates but Angelina were already in the changing room when they entered. "All right, Ron," said George, winking at him. "Yeah," said Ron, who had become quieter and quieter all the way down to the pitch.
"Ready to show us all up, Ickle Prefect?"
said Fred, emerging tousle-haired from the neck of his Quidditch robes, a slightly malicious grin on his face.
"Shut up,"
said Ron, stony-faced, pulling on his own team robes for the first time. They fitted him well, considering they had been Oliver Woods, who was rather broader in the shoulder.
"Okay, everyone,"
said Angelina, entering from the captain's office, already changed.
"Let's get to it. Alicia and Fred, if you can just bring the ball crate out for us. Oh, and there are just a couple of people out there watching, but I want you to just ignore them. All right?"
Something in her would-be casual voice made Harry think he might know who the uninvited spectators were. And sure enough, when they left the changing room for the bright sunlight of the pitch, it was to a storm of catcalls and jeers from the slithering Quidditch team and the assorted hangers-on, who were grouped halfway up the empty stands and whose voices echoed loudly around the stadium.
"What's that Weasley's riding?" Malfoy called in his sneering drawl. "Why would anyone put a flying charm on a mouldy old log like that?"
Crabbe, Goyle and Pansy Parkinson guffawed and shrieked with laughter. Ron mounted his broom and kicked off from the ground, and Harry followed him, watching his ears turn red from behind.
"Ignore them," he said, accelerating to catch up with Ron. "We'll see who's laughing after we play them." "Exactly the attitude I want, Harry,"
said Angelina approvingly, soaring around them with the quaffle under her arm and slowing to hover on the spot in front of her airborne team.
"Okay, everyone, we're going to start with some passes, just to warm up. The whole team, please." "Hey, Johnson, what's with that hairstyle anyway?"
shrieked Pansy Parkinson from below.
"Why would anyone want to look like they've got worms coming out of their head?"
Angelina swept her long braided hair out of her face and said calmly,
"Spread out then, and let's see what we can do."
Harry reversed away from the others to the far side of the pitch. Ron fell back toward the opposite goal. Angelina raised the quaffle with one hand and threw it hard to Fred, who passed to George, who passed to Harry, who passed to Ron, who dropped it. The Slytherins, led by Malfoy, roared and screamed with laughter. Ron, who had pelted toward the ground to catch the quaffle before it landed, pulled out of the dive untidily so that he slipped sideways on his broom and returned to playing height, blushing. Harry saw Fred and George exchange looks, but uncharacteristically neither of them said anything, for which he was grateful.
"Pass it on, Ron,"
called Angelina as though nothing had happened. Ron threw the quaffle to Alicia, who passed back to Harry, who passed to George.
"Hey, Potter! How's your scar feeling?" called Malfoy. "Sure you don't need a lie down? It must be, what, a whole week since you were in the hospital wing? That's a record for you, isn't it?"
Fred passed to Angelina. She reversed pass to Harry, who had not been expecting it, but caught it in the very tips of his fingers and passed it quickly to Ron, who lunged for it and missed by inches.
"Come on now, Ron,"
said Angelina crossly as Ron dived for the ground again, chasing the quaffle.
"Pay attention!"
It would have been hard to say whether Ron's face or the quaffle was a deeper scarlet when he returned again to playing height. Malfoy and the rest of the Slytherin team were howling with laughter. On his third attempt, Ron caught the quaffle. Perhaps, out of relief, he passed it on so enthusiastically that it soared straight through Katie's outstretched hands and hit her hard in the face.
"Sorry,"
Ron groaned, zooming forward to see whether he had done any damage.
"Get back in position, she's fine,"
barked Angelina.
"But as you're passing to a teammate, do try not to knock her off her broom, won't you? We've got bludgers for that."